are firing on all cylinders. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. It is me, Dr. Letitia Webb, and I am the woman who prayed and painted to clear the muddied waters in my marriage and to heal my emotional pain. And honey, then I took that artwork and I used it as inspiration to create products such as t-shirts. This is one of my t-shirts. This one is titled Love Evolve. I also have postcards. As you see, these are the check-in cards. I see you. You good. And ayo. Amen. And I created journals and products that you can find on Amazon. Honey, I just took what the Lord gave me and I have used it. And I no longer say that I create power from my pain, because I have no power of my own to do anything. I decree and declare that I am God resilient, and you are with me, Dr. Letitia Webb, on the God Resilient Podcast Ministry Live. I don't know, but we here and we are a community. God bless you. For those who are listening on the podcast, God bless you. I am on Spotify and Apple. God bless you for those who join us on YouTube Live, and God bless you for our folks on Facebook Live. Amen, amen, amen. We just praise God for who He is. Amen. So now let's go ahead and let's do what we came to do, which is pray, process today's devotional, and God resilient, and pursue God's word. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity. Father God, continue to order and direct our steps. Lead us down the narrow way that leads to life. Put us on a path of righteousness for thy name's sake, Lord God. For thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Father God, write thy word on the tablet of our heart so we won't sin against thee. May the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, for you are our strength and you are our Redeemer. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we love you. Father God, we invite you in. Holy Spirit, come through these airways, this internet, this cyber, this world wide web. Oh, Father God, come in, Lord God. You are welcomed. Lord God, we want you. We need you. We call on your name. Teach us, Lord God. Show us something that we never seen before. For you are the Word made flesh, and you are the light of the world, and you are the bread of life. We call on you because we don't live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of your mouth, Lord God. We love you. You are the Word made flesh. Reveal your word unto us. Make your word flesh in our lives, Lord God. Teach us. Guide us. Speak to us. Speak through us. Open up our eyes. We yield ourselves to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Ciao. So, my goodness. Excuse me. And I wanted to show you guys the product. Remember, I was telling you about the natural product that I've been using this week. Hubby and I've been using this week. Well, I found this on Amazon. I'm not getting any ads. This is not a paid advertisement. But if you were looking for something natural to help boost your energy and your mood and for your healthy gut, I just wanted to show you. This is Four Sigmata Gut Health Superpower. It is prebiotics and probiotics. I just wanted to show you guys this. Amen. I found this product on Amazon, and it is made with organic wheatgrass, organic kale, organic celery seeds, organic moringa, organic changa, and organic turkey tail, right? Those are the mushrooms. And then it has organic yacon juice, And then, like I shared with you, it also has organic apple juice powder and organic monk fruit abstract. So if you are looking for something natural, first and foremost, that's made from mushrooms, you have the Four Sigmatic product. As you see, they have their USDA. It is 100% organic. It is plant-based, stevia-free, gluten-free, and it is keto if you are doing a keto diet, okay? And they have all different types of products. This specific one is for gut health. Okay, if any of us deal with any digestion issues, leaky gut issues, irritable bowel, you know, just all of that stuff, right? They also have, like, they have different kinds. They have, this is like an elixir for a drink, but you can get the coffee. I get my husband coffee because he's a coffee drinker. I'm not a coffee drinker. There's also like some hot cocoa. They have different types of products. They have like a latte, an espresso. So if you're looking for a natural product that will give you energy, this is a really good product. So I don't even add a whole scoop because it doesn't take a lot for me, but it does come with its own scoop, as you see, okay, and it says to put one of these scoops in some water. I literally do like a fourth of that just because of who I am. It doesn't take a lot for me, but yeah, because the first night I did it, you guys saw my eyes were wide open. I didn't sleep that night before. I was like wired. So yeah, and I also am giving myself a cutoff time. I don't drink it after 12 o'clock because it defeats the purpose for me if I cannot get a restful night's sleep. So I'm also considering getting their Calm product. So I would have something that I drink in the morning, then I'll have something that I drink at night for dinner to help me sleep, and that one is titled Calm. Amen. God bless you, Elise. It is so wonderful to see you this morning. Happy Saturday to you. Amen, amen, amen. And I also wanted to let you guys know that again on tomorrow, I will be at the Hood Flea Market. Amen. So I'm only going to be on Facebook. It's going to be very difficult for me to like have my laptop and several different devices. So I will not be on YouTube Live, nor will I record the podcast. I'm only going to be on Facebook, okay? And because I will be at the Hood Flea Market selling my products, all right? So if you guys would like to come out to support, if you're in the Philadelphia area, go down to the Hood Flea Market. Amen, amen, amen. It is at 3824 North Broad Street between Butler and Pike. All right, y'all. All right, good morning, Terry. It is wonderful to see you this morning. Amen. So as I continue to meditate and to think about how we're going to move forward, like I shared with y'all, starting next Saturday, my schedule will change. And so I've been thinking about it. You guys know that it's probably not, I'm not going to like get up and do it at 6. That's very unrealistic for me. And I just have to be honest with myself and with you. I would love to keep this up every single day, but I'm not quite sure if I will be able to consistently get up at 5, get on by 6. I just don't know if I can consistently do that, and I don't want to set myself up for failure, and I don't want to fail you guys. So as of right now, I am thinking, Jesus, Lord have mercy. Yeah, I literally, as I'm talking to you, God. I have to trust God. Literally, as I'm talking to you. Y'all have to pray. Y'all gotta pray. It's probably going to be 6 o'clock. So hold that. I'm not making any promises. It's going to be one or two things. It's either I have to discipline myself to get up at 5, right? And get on at 6, get on by 6, which has been my plan to get up at 5, and I have not been able to consistently get up at 5, but I'm working on that, right, for my own personal and some other reasons. So it's either get up at 5, get myself all the way together, and then get on at 6, come on from 6 to 6:30, and then, you know what I mean? That's what I have to do. So that's one option. Good morning, Terry. Good morning, Evangelist Evelyn. God bless you. The other option is, and this is the reason why, right? If I just do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because I'm no longer going to be available Saturday, Sunday, Monday, that moves the ministry to just 4 days a week. Instead, and then it would no longer be a daily devotional. And so I just don't want to fail, y'all. God. I don't want to fail. I don't want to. Okay. Lord have mercy. That was not the plan. Okay. It's like I'll be crying all the time. To whom much is given, much is required. Let me tell you. I know, but it's like so many people get up at 5 o'clock and like start their day at 5 o'clock. Like, why can I get up, start my day at 5 o'clock, you know? So I don't know what I need to do to make this adjustment, y'all. Y'all have to pray that I will be able to make this adjustment and that I'm able to keep it and be consistent with it. But this is what God has called me to do. He has called me to a daily devotional. He's called me to that. And I got to be consistent with it. And so those are the options. I either get up at 5, get myself together, get on at 6, and we got to do a hard stop at 6:30. Amen. Or we go to just Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And if we do just Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, again, it will be a hard stop at 7:30. And that's still kind of pushing it. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Yeah, it's probably going, yeah. So God bless you, Pastor Carr. That's wonderful. So you think 6 o'clock in the morning is not a good time? Oh, anybody who knows me on a personal level know that the evenings are not good for me. I'm not an evening person. I'm a morning person. Yeah, I'm a morning person. And that's the reason why I got this product, not only dealing with my own personal, you know, women hormones, perimenopause that I'm going through right now that has completely changed my body. Let me just say that. Completely changed my body. One of the things is I don't have a lot of energy. So that's another reason why I'm looking. I have these natural products and I have some other natural products that I'm taking to combat, you know, my perimenopausal symptoms. And so evenings aren't good. This doesn't work for hot flashes because this isn't for perimenopause. This is just for energy and healthy gut and some other things, digestive symptoms and an increased mood. This does not work for hot flashes. But lack of energy is a huge issue that I'm dealing with, and I've been dealing with it for years now. And I'm starting to put two and two together. I thought it was because of like my schedule at one point. And then when I completely changed my schedule and I still dealt with that low energy, I knew that I had to realize that it was something else going on with me. It was my physiology, and my hormonal imbalance. So thank you for that, because my husband and I talked about that. And then the other thing that my husband and I talked about, just kind of getting on randomly, but that's not fair to you. That's not fair to any community to just get on whenever you have the time to do it. I don't work well. I that's inconsistent and like out of order, and that doesn't work for me. Like, I don't do out of order stuff. Amen. So Terry says, it's okay, no worries. You can't fail in this. There is no failure in God. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 4 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into thy own understanding. But in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Where he leads, we are following. Amen. God bless you for that encouragement. But you guys know that we're in this together. And I want to be completely honest and completely transparent. But literally, if I don't do this every day, it's no longer going to be a daily devotional. So it's an hour adjustment. It's an hour adjustment. So hopefully with the natural supplements and organic supplements that I'm taking will help with that, will help with the energy during the day. I take something at night to help me sleep as my hormones balance themselves out. And that way I'll be able to get up at 5 and get to you at 6. And then we have to hard stop at 6:30. That's really going to be the adjustment. Amen. So you guys continue to keep that in prayer with me. Amen. I know. I get it. I understand. It's going to be an adjustment for everybody. Because I think you'll still be at work, Evangelist Evelyn. I know. But we got to do this because there's something, because what's going to happen, and I'm going to be honest with you guys, you know, I'm always transparent. What's going to happen is the schedule is going to change again in August. And I know that, right? And so instead of keep changing the schedule again, especially if God has blessed me with knowing what's coming up in August, it's like, just move it up an hour. I think that's what it is. All right, y'all. So I know that y'all came for the word, but I wanted to, you know, again, I promise that I will let you know. We have a week. I want to say less than a week to get clarity from the Lord, that we will know exactly what he would have us to do in that schedule change. Amen. But if it's going to be the God Resilient with Dr. Letitia Webb daily devotional, then we got to stick to the assignment. You know, we got to stick to the plan, to God's will, you know. The willing and the obedient eat the good of the land. And God, and obedience is better than sacrifice, right? Is obedient for me to adjust the hour than to say, oh, we'll just do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. No. All right, y'all. So again, I'm going to be at the Hood Flea Market tomorrow. So we're only going to be on Facebook, but I will be on at 7 a.m. We will not record the podcast and we will not be on YouTube Live. And I'm definitely going to let you know about the time adjusted, but prepare your heart that we're probably going to shift to 6 a.m. Amen. Y'all keep me in prayer. All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you. We praise you. We worship you and we honor you. Father God, we give you the glory. Father God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Give us clarity. Make it clear. Make it plain. Direct our path. We commend God, resilient daily devotional. We commend it into your hands, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, y'all. So, thank y'all so much for that. I know that was a little long, but we had to take care of order and business. Amen. So, we are in Judges chapter 16. Yeah. And we see here that Samson has a propensity, honey. Hallelujah. Oh, God bless you, Evelyn. Oh, everyone, send Evelyn some blessings. Send her some hugs. She won't be on today. It is her grandmother's memorial. Amen, amen, amen. It's her memorial today. God bless you, Evelyn. May God continue to keep you, continue to keep your family. Amen. May God comfort you. Amen, amen, amen. May God strengthen you. Amen, amen, amen. May God be there with you and your family on today. God bless you. May God give you peace. Amen. May God surround you. Amen. May God touch your heart and the lives of your family member. May God use you in a mighty way today to represent him and who he is. Amen. God bless you. All right, so we are in Judges chapter 16, verse 1. And the word of God says, Samson went to Gaza, where he saw a prostitute and went to bed with her. Now, honey, we have been talking about Samson's kingdom value. But here we see that even though Samson has kingdom value and spiritual capital, he is still a man. Amen. And we are seeing his flesh. We are seeing this propensity, this affinity that he has towards the Philistine women. Amen. And we talked about yesterday the difference between looking and seeing. Amen. And he looked upon, or he saw this woman. And when he saw her, he looked upon her and he went to bed with her. Amen. And so I wanted to let you know, we had talked about that we are going to stay right there and look at the other side of this. Because the other side of it, well, there's a couple of different angles. The first angle we talked about is the city of Gaza and the type of city that Gaza is. It is a metropolitan, is one of the five largest cities in the Philistine region at that time, and it was a seaport. It was near the sea. So there was a lot of hustle and bustle. It was probably a marketplace. It was probably, you know, a place where they had a lot of brothels. Amen. But the other component that we want to bring up today is like the brazenness of Samson, right? It's like we don't know that duration of time from when he killed 1,000 Philistines and then when he went down to Gaza. It could have been days, it could have been months, it could have been years. We don't have a clue. But what we do know is that Samson, it appeared that Samson had no fear. It appeared, it's like, Samson, you don't think you're going to be spotted? Because think about it. The last time Samson tied up the foxes, you know, and tied their tails and burnt their food stuff, burnt their grains, their olive groves, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And we saw that back in Judges chapter 15, verses 3 through 5. What did he do? He went to the cave. Think about it. And let's not forget that. He burned, so the Philistines remembered that he burned Samson's wife and father-in-law to death. But after that happened, he went to that cave. I don't want to say he hid, but that's what happened. So what's going on with Samson? Is he brazen? Is he not showing any fear for him to go down to Gaza? Not only go into this brothel, but be with this woman. And remember, we talked about, was he disguised? Was he exposed? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Gil. He says, erase the word failure, replace with didn't work. We all need to see different ways to talk to ourselves. God did not fail or make mistakes in us. Thank you. Thank you so much, you guys. I love you. Thank you. All right. So now we talked about if he was disguising himself, or if he was just so brazen and he exposed himself. Now, this point is crucial here for several reasons. Because let's read what happens in verse 2. We are in Judges chapter 16, verse 1 and verse 2. Samson went to Gaza, where he saw a prostitute and went to bed with her. When the Gazites heard that Samson was there, they surrounded the place and waited in ambush for him all that night at the city gate. They kept quiet all night, saying, "Let's wait until dawn, then we will kill him." See, there's no way in the world that Samson is going to be who he is and his reputation not precede him. So the moment that he got into Gaza, word went around. Think about this now. When they saw him, word went out that Samson had stepped on the scene, that Samson was around. And people see everything. They saw him go into the brothel. But guess what? They also saw that he did not come out of the brothel. And so it's very interesting here, because the commentary states that they were like, oh, okay. There was more than one brothel. They just know that he went into a brothel. They didn't necessarily surround a brothel. Because think about it. If the Philistines surrounded the one inn, the one hotel, the one brothel, Samson would have got wind of that. And guess what would have happened? He would have rose up to confront them. Think about it. See, the Philistines did not want to make their plots and plans known. They could have ran up into the brothel, got Samson in his moment of weakness, tied him up, fought him. But they already knew who they were dealing with. They knew who Samson was. They didn't want innocent people to be hurt. They didn't want to make a big scene. They did not want him to destroy, or to, they didn't want any destruction, any confusion, and they didn't want innocent bystanders to die or to get hurt. And it's so very interesting because the commentary tells us that when we get comfortable in our sin, we have a tendency to forget that we can be surrounded by spiritual enemies. The moment you step outside of God's will, you don't think the enemy is roaming around like a lion, seeking whom he may devour? As long as you are in God's will, you got God's protection. As long as you are in God's will, honey, the enemy can come but so far. When you are in God's will and you lying in your own bed at night with your own spouse, okay? You lay down at peace. You are protected. Your angels are covering you. God is fighting on your behalf. But the moment you get into sin and you step outside of God's will, oh honey, your enemies are surrounding you to attack you. Think about this. Let's get outside of Samson right now and let's apply this to our personal lives. Think about the moment you sinned, the moment you were disobedient, the moment you stepped out of God's will. All of these other things started to come and you had to deal with those things. See, we learn obedience through our suffering. And God chastises those whom he loves. He's not going to let you continue in your sin. He's going to allow the natural consequences of sin, but also he's going to release some spiritual enemies. Because we stepped out of the will. God doesn't leave us. God doesn't forsake us. But when we step outside of his will, when we give occasion to the flesh, when we give way to what we see, then yes, the enemy will surround us. And that is what happened to Samson. And he didn't even know it. Let's just assume Samson was drunk. We don't know. However, it's like, if you go into the bar, more than likely, you're not going to order a Shirley Temple. If you go into the bar, you know, you may get a spirit. You know what I mean? A drink. An alcoholic hard drink. But we don't know that. We can only assume. So just imagine in his drunkenness, amen, in his lust, adultery, fornication, amen, he is with this harlot. Word gets out. Oh, honey, word gets out quick. Oh, we saw Samson. We saw your boy. Oh, he up in one of them brothels. Oh, he getting his swerve on. Oh, yeah, this is a weak moment. He's probably drunk. He's laid up. Blah, 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 blah. And they're like, oh, no. No, no. Let's not get him. Let's wait. Let's just surround him. And let's wait. Husband says, Dr. William Wimp IV, the very moment we step out of God's will, the enemy is encamped around us. Yes. Yes, he is. Amen. So this should be a forewarning to us that we can be called We can be chosen. We can be anointed. The Spirit of the Lord can come upon us and we can do great feats, great exploits, have great victories. But we have a flesh and we have propensities. And that moment we give way to our flesh, we are not exempt from being surrounded by the enemy. We are not exempt from being set up by the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. My husband said, you ain't never lied. My God, preach. Amen. And think about it. Could Samson have been so comfortable in his own strength with God's assistance? He knew he was strong. He knew that he could fight. He knew that what he did was supernatural. And he also knew that the Lord was with him. He also knew that the Lord assisted him. Can we get so comfortable that we forget that even though that the Lord may be with us, even though that we are called, even though that we are anointed, can we get so comfortable and so brazen that we can just feel like we can do whatever we want to do and there are no consequences? Who's bad? What did Michael Jackson say? Who's bad? The only bad mamma jamma, and I know Mike didn't say bad mamma jamma, but the only bad mamma jamma is God. We are not bad. We are not strong. We are not all that. We're not the goat. We're not the greatest of all times. Oh, we all have a flesh and we all have an enemy that's roaming around like a lion seeking whom he may devour. Our best bet is to humble ourselves every single day, all day long. And to boldly go to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. And to pray without ceasing. That's what we have. We have to fight the good fight of faith. That's what we're fighting, to keep our faith in the Lord, that he will keep us, he will protect us, he will guide us, he will lead us. Amen. Keep me in the way of everlasting. Keep my feet on the narrow way that leads to life. Lead me down the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. Jesus taught us how to pray. God, deliver me from temptation this day. God, if I see something, help me not to look. If I see something, help me not give way to what I see. Because I know that I am in a forever battle, a forever war. And for whatever reason, Samson didn't think that it was always going to be beef between him and the Philistines. Or he just was so brazen and so bold and fearless because he got comfortable in his own strength, knowing that the Spirit of the Lord was with him, knowing that God assisted him. But they saw it's a forever battle. Amen. Hallelujah, Terry. I see you. That's right. It's a forever battle. Like, until we are caught up in the air, when we hear the trumpet sound and we are changed in the twinkling of an eye, it is a battle. And the way we fight, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. The way we fight with this enemy who is always surrounding us, always looking for an occasion and an opportunity. But Jesus said, I have given you authority to trample over serpents and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. But it's when we humble ourselves, it's when we keep ourselves in the Lord, is when we seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness. Amen. Is when we come to him and we write his word on the tablets of our heart that we may not sin against him. Amen. Is when we pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Samson must have forgot that the Philistines are petty baddies. That the Philistines, not only were they ruling over Israel, they had a personal vendetta with Samson. It was, they weren't trying to attack all the other Israelites. It was Samson. Amen. But we never going to forget that God called Samson. So even in his flesh, even in his failures, even in his sin, and the commentary considers what he is doing with this harlot as criminal activity. And I'm like, whoa. Criminal activity? I would have never, ever put it in the context of criminal activity and having a criminal conversation with the harlot. Think about it. He went into the brothel, and it also says that he didn't necessarily have any intention of being with a harlot. He went in there for one reason, to refresh himself, maybe to get a drink. We don't know. But when he saw her, he went to bed with her. That may not have been his original intent. But think about it. There's always a process. You go down to Gaza. Okay, remember, everything starts here. You go into the inn. We don't know. Let's just say he go into the inn. He sees her. You don't see her and then go to bed with her. Guess what happens between seeing and going to bed? A conversation. Some words was exchanged. Okay. They were talking about something. To go from point A to point B. Hello. The commentary considers that conversation a criminal conversation. My God. This was a criminal act. Was it a criminal act against the Lord? We don't know. Was it a criminal act in that country because prostitution was illegal? I don't know. Was it a criminal act against the Philistines? Because they're like, you're in our country, in our place, in our city with one of our women again? We don't. I think the greatest criminal act was between him and God. My husband says, at some point we begin to have, he says, at some point, we begin to have a conversation with sin. My God, my God, my God. Everything. Remember how Eve had a conversation with the serpent? It didn't. She wasn't even thinking about the tree. It was the conversation that the serpent started with her that caused her to begin to believe something different, to think a different way, to see differently, and then to act. There is a process. Your belief system, your thoughts, what you see, what you hear, those emotions, and then those actions. It is a process. And that's why we got to think about what we're thinking about. That's why we can't give way to what we see. God, guard my eye gates, guard my ear gates, guard my mouth gates. Whatever my hands find to do, may I do it with all of my might. May I submit my hands unto you. May my hands be free from innocent blood. Keep my feet, God. May thy word be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, for you are my strength and you are my redeemer. Help me to give no occasion to the devil. Help me to give no occasion to sin. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. At some point, we will have a conversation with sin, and we can't win a battle with our words. We can only win the battle with the sword, which is the word of God. Hubby continues and says, our actions become our habits, and our habits become our character, and our character becomes our destiny. Hallelujah. And it all begins with a thought. That is why Gil and everyone ministered to me. Stop using the word failure. Yes, I have a tendency to view things as wins or losses. That's my paradigm. I'm either going to win or I'm going to lose. I'm either going to fail or I'm going to succeed. Amen. So you're right. I have to shift that. I have to remove failure. It has been a long battle with me and failure. Amen. So yes. And a part of that, I think, is because I've been in school so many years of my life. You either pass or you fail. You get a passing grade, you get a failing grade. Amen. And for me, there's no middle ground. There is no middle ground. Hallelujah. So yes, y'all. Pastor Carr says we are going to succeed. I don't know how you helped me. I don't know how you helped me on today. Amen. 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 God bless you. You are going to succeed. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Amen. Thank you so much. So y'all know we're going to pick up at this point, but let's continue to meditate on Samson and his life and this particular decision that he made. And we got to keep our guards up. We got to keep them up. We got to keep them up. I'm telling you. It's so easy to fall, but it's a fight to get back up. It's so easy to gain weight, but it is a fight to lose it, to lose the weight. It's so, come on, y'all. My God, Why is it that way? I don't know. I guess gravity, right? Gravity so easily can pull us down, but what it takes to keep us up. That's the tension and the balance of life. Amen. All right, y'all. I love y'all. I pray that you guys got something out of today. Don't forget, we're only going to be on Facebook tomorrow, as I will be going to the Hood Flea Market. Amen. God bless y'all. I love y'all so much. Amen, amen, amen. Mwah. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. God bless you.